I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's a Loud and Local Stay Home Session special, and I'm talking with Dane Creek from Rain Light Fade. Going to be performing something that is very, very special. It is the Singles motion picture soundtrack in its entirety. It's a benefit performance, and it was gonna happen last year, had to be pushed back obviously because of, you know, that thing that's still going on in the world. we'll get to all of this, but first off, welcome back. How's it going, Dane?
Going well, man. It's going well, just staying busy.
I don't remember who it was, but someone I talked to recently said they're doing pandemic good, which I like. You know, it's like,
yeah,
good on the pandemic continuum.
Yeah.
Fill me in, man. So last year, I think it was right around when everything was happening with this coronavirus. Way before then, you guys had this event planned, and it was going to be pretty epic. And then obviously, you know, things had to be pushed down the road. What was the original idea for this, and how did you come up with the idea to do the Singles motion picture soundtrack live?
Well, we've done some charity-driven shows in the past. Mm-hmm. With FM Collective and on our own to help, as you know, we helped Earwig Studio and,
yep,
and raised money for Music Cares with a Sky Songs tribute a couple years back. And our drummer, Steve, we were just at a rehearsal and he was like, you know, it'd be fun for a charity show or something, as if we were, he just said we should play the entire single soundtrack.
Yep.
And all of us thought that was amazing because it's an iconic soundtrack and it means so much to our area. And so we reached out to Mike Lucero, who is FM Collective.
Mm-hmm.
We threw the idea by him and he loved it. And he contacted Music Airs and they said, yeah, it's a great idea. You guys do it and we'll back it. And so we were supposed to do two back-to-back shows last May.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole thing started close to 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We were going to do two back-to-back shows at the Kirkland Performance Center and Spanish Ballroom, Tacoma McMenamins. And then COVID happened and they,
yep,
pushed it to the fall and then they pushed it out again. And finally they just said, we gotta take a break on this because we don't know when live music's happening again.
Yeah.
And then Mike Lucero, FM Collective, he reached out to me back in either October or November.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that Music Cares is all about helping musicians, right?
Yeah.
So musicians are really struggling right now. And so what better time to chin and raise funds to help them? Yeah. So that's kind of where it started and how we ended up where we are now. It's just ended up being bigger than it was really supposed to be in our minds. So yeah.
Well, what about the single soundtrack to you really stood out as something to take on? Because it's a big feat to do an entire soundtrack in its entirety. You know, was that a movie? First off, did you live in Seattle when that came out?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I live just outside of Seattle.
Yeah.
I was in high school.
Okay.
Kent Ridge when it came out.
Oh, nice. I went to Kent Wood. And, there you go.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. It obviously captured that moment in time. And we grabbed onto it because it's like this great, the album is like this great combination of all these different artists from that period.
Yeah.
And it's got everyone, you know, from Paul Westerberg to Soundgarden, and it's a big challenge to be able to pull off all different, these different songs by these different bands, you know, different singers, lots of people in this area.
I would agree, man. It's this album, like that movie, I think, it's kind of cheesy, but it's also like super nostalgic. I think I wasn't in the music scene at that time. You know, I was a little too young for that, but like just watching it, you know, it's like when you watch it, you're like, okay, it could either be like kind of a comedy or like, it's kind of earnest. Like, was this really like what they were thinking of? Like Seattle grunge scene was like, I don't know, but like, it's cool. The soundtrack is epic, and it's quite a feat to be able to tackle that. So let's get a little bit into this live event, and it's going to be happening on Valentine's Day. So this is the perfect treat to you know, kind of spend it. You know, we're not doing. Unfortunately, we're not doing like, you know, live events and live concerts and stuff. So you could treat your sweetheart to a live stream and watch this and, you know, reminisce about the single soundtrack and your time or, you know, just kind of watch Rain Light Fade do their thing. It's February 14th again, and it's going to be going down apcenter.org or where is the place that you guys are going to be streaming it?
We're streaming it from, well, we're performing it from the Kirkland Performance Center.
Yeah.
And then the link is on their page.
Yeah.
And it's going to stream from Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, I believe.
Awesome.
And there's a suggested donation, suggested donation for individuals and for families. All the information is there. You can see who's joining us. It's ended up being a massive group of guest musicians. We're excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Let's go over some of these names. We got Nancy Wilson from Heart, Ben Smith from Heart and Lovemongers, Kathy Moore from the Superpower Trio. Shout out to Kathy. Glenn Cannon, a good friend of Loud and Local, Glenn Cannon from Glenn Cannon and the Damage Done, as well as Windowpane and Bruiser Brody. Yep. Aisha from Aisha and Kyle Court from Superfecta. So that's quite an group there that's going to be helping you out. And I don't want any spoilers. Spoilers or anything, but well, maybe kind of. I want some spoilers, but we shouldn't put it on the podcast. we got to tune in, man. So, what can you tell us about? What can you tell us about these collaborations and stuff, though? Like, what? Is there anything you can tease?
Yeah, well, it's actually the list has actually expanded since Ooh. Then. Nancy and played Mike Inez from. Allison's are going to be doing a little message each.
Awesome.
We've got, it started really with Ben Smith, who's toured with for a number of years, and played with the Lovemongers, and the Lovemongers are on the album.
Yeah.
Jeff Fielder, who plays with, Mark Lanigan's band, is joining us. We've got, as you said, Kathy Moore, Jeff Rouse.
Oh, cool.
Basically it's ended up, yeah, it's a pretty big group, and they're all joining in different ways, and I won't get into that too much.
Yeah.
But, really, I would say that Ben Smith and Glenn have really been awesome in this whole thing. Glenn and I are teaming up on things, which is I'm really excited about myself. And to be able to play and share the stage with people like, you know, Ben Smith and Ryan Waters, who's played with, you know, Sade and Liv Warfield, you're going to see a lot of different things. It's the production in and of itself is a big undertaking just because there's a lot of swapping in and we got to go fast. And, cause it's not a short soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a solid 65 minutes or so. And, it's going to be cool. It'll be worth it.
So I know it's probably hard to... Sorry, what was that?
Oh, I was going to say, I'm going to see Aisha.
Yeah.
Joining us.
What a powerful
joining
voice.
Joining us on a song. She was the lead singer for Bleed Together, the Soundgarden tribute band.
Mm-hmm.
And she's gone solo, and she's killing it. So you're going to see some cool stuff.
So now that you're so familiar with the soundtrack, I'm sure with, you know, so many practices and just getting it tight and everything, what are a couple of your favorites or your favorites from the soundtrack?
My favorite is anything Alice in Chains. They kind of sit in my wheelhouse, I think, range wise. I love doing those. I've always been a fan of State of Love and Trust,
mm-hmm.
Pearl Jam, and those two are probably my favorites. I'd say it's kind of hard; it changes as we go through it. So I'm excited. I'm really excited about the full band performance of Mother Love Bone, Chloe Dancer, Crown of Thorns.
Yeah,
that one's going to be pretty great.
Nice. Too, so. You know, I should have asked, or I should have looked at the track list before coming on here. I totally forget. Is Touch Me, I'm Dick on it?
You know, it is on the extended edition.
Okay, okay.
And we talked about doing that one for a while. We joked about it. But that one actually came down to it's already so long as it is,
mm-hmm.
That we opted to leave it off.
Sure.
This time around, I'm still hoping that when this whole thing, when COVID is done and we're back to live music, I hope we can actually do this live with a crowd.
Totally.
And I wouldn't be surprised if we pulled that out. So
that would be pretty funny. That's an awesome song. I remember I saw someone was printing up Citizen Dick t-shirts a couple years back. I was like, man, I want a Citizen Dick shirt. That's awesome. Tell me a little bit about, let's just play like I don't know, because I do sort of know what Music Cares does, but let's say, you know, I don't know at all. What exactly is Music Cares and how did they get involved with this, dude?
So I guess to put it concise in the easiest form, the Grammys Music Cares Foundation is a charitable organization that mm-hmm. provides financial assistance to musicians. And that includes mental and physical help, addiction recovery.
Yeah.
You know, Ben, who's playing with us, Music Cares helped him a lot a number of years ago. So it's very, really close to his heart.
That's awesome.
They'll help you with hearing clinics. They're helping people with COVID. Basically, it's a foundation that provides assistance to musicians that are in emergency situations or really need help and don't have the financial means to be able to get the help that they need in whatever way. It's a connection. And this time around, when I guess the Kirkland Performance Center was the one that reached out to him and said, hey, we want to do a fundraiser for Music Cares. Do you have anything in mind? And Mike was like, yes, we'd love to do the single soundtrack. And then they threw the idea out to Winnie down there with the Music Cares Foundation, and they jumped on it, and it's snowballed from there.
That's so awesome. That's cool, man. So, you know, I was familiar in a way with Music Cares, but I'm glad, you know, that you kind of break it down and for us and give everyone the scoop on what they're helping out, because during this time, you know, especially there are so many musicians that, you know, live, you know, gig to gig. And, you know, and maybe do really rely on the live music revenue, and also just for mental safety and mental health and everything. So it's a crazy time, man, and it's really important that you guys are doing that, and I'm stoked for you. So again, I just wanted to kind of give the pitch here, so I'll do the sell in here, man. February 14th, Sunday. It is a Sunday night, so, you know, in the time that you would normally be listening to Loud and Local, I'm going to say, take a little break from that and watch the Kirkland Performance Center live stream of the Singles Motion Picture soundtrack featuring Rain Light Fade and a ton of other awesome musicians. Go to kpcenter.org. You can go to kisw.com. All the info is there. Suggest donation of $10. Pay what you can. Help out. Awesome cause. And, man, I'm stoked that you guys are doing this. So you think maybe in the future this might be something that's performed live? I mean, you know, there's not saying... you know, who's to know when that future is, but you would love to do this in front of an audience?
Oh, man, yeah. It's a ton of fun. And I think people would love it, too, just because specifically in our area, people would love it because it captures a moment in our history that is close to most of us, you know. So, yeah, I would love to see it happen live at some point outside of a live stream.
I'm going to put it out there that if this happens live, there is a requirement not only to pay up front, but you also have to dress like you're an extra from Singles. So anyone entering that building needs to be all flanneled, long hair, you know, crimped hair, you know, grow out your facial hair for a night and you know, smoke some cigs like it's 1992 or something. So good times. right on, man. Well, I'm stoked for you. Is it cool if we throw on a song by Rain Light Fade real quick to end the interview?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. And what song would you like to play here by Rain Light Fade? And I'll let you intro it.
If you've got, do you have Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah, we do, man.
All right, yeah. Play Afraid of the Dark. That's probably one of the ones we like to play the most when we get to play. So, yeah, Afraid of the Dark by Rain Light Fade.
All right, man. So, in addition to helping out with watching this on the 14th on Valentine's Night, you can go to KISW.com for that and also KPCenter.org for all the info on the live performance and the stream, and you can get your tickets there. But more than that, how do we support Rain Light Fade right now the best way? Because, we can't go see you guys live. What's a way that we could support you guys in these times?
Well, you can watch the live stream and help Music Cares. That means a lot to us. Thankfully, all of us have been able to continue, you know, working through the pandemic. And so give to Music Cares and check out our stuff, you know, and you can get it on all major digital distribution outlets. And yeah, check out our music. See if you like it. If you don't, that's okay, too.
All right, dude. Thank you so much for your time, man.
Thanks a lot.
Difference scares you. Blindness keeps you dead inside. You're just afraid of the dark.
Never-ending hole, narcissistic free-for-all, a cold heart. Behind a poison grin, condemning every sin, the pulpit of a thousand men. Perversion, it must have come from hell. Can't make heads or tails, grab a stone and throw it, well, no questions. That's just the way we're made, translation you obey. It's black and white, no room for gray. It's so easy to condemn, to make it us and them. Close your doors and shut your eyes. Religious suicide.
Jesus break you, difference scares you, blindness keeps you dead inside. You're just afraid of the dark. Jesus break you, difference scares you, blindness keeps you dead inside. You're just afraid.
happiness.